Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on the SETI Stargate, where you can come and interact with the guests and a lot of other past guests as well. A lot going on right now. This month of February, I think 7 planets are lined up. We're definitely full on going in the age of Aquarius. February 1st also is the deadline for 2 major executive orders that are I don't know what you'd call them. We have like 2 presidents right now, but that's a long story. I won't get into it, but he's actually hitting the fan, I guess, this week. There's going to be a major cleanup. So just pay attention. Don't get involved. Keep your family safe. Stay indoors if you can. Chill out or go hiking. Go camping, something. And I'll let them work it out. But anyway, main thing is to don't get involved in the process and keep you and your family out of harm's way. A lot of other things happening, but this is that time and everything's lined up. The planets are lined up. Everything. The age of Aquarius is here. And so there's going to be a lot of taking out the garbage. That may sound judgmental, but basically that's what's going on. You can't pour new wine into an old skin. It's not good. It actually ruins everything. But anyway, we have a great guest. We've got Z Earthstar, and she's an Andromeda visionary for the Earthstar Sanctuary. And Z is a gatekeeper, shamanic healer, medicine singer, multidimensionality coach, and self-healing guide. Z's starseed soul spent research lifetimes studying light field genetics and creation mechanics for these skills. She was invited to craft starseed DNA for many wanderers on the earth today. Z fuses ancient Taoist teachings from her ancestors with galactic teachings of creation magic, offering a unique frequency of earth star knowledge transmissions. Z helps us access higher consciousness and psychic abilities to heal and embody complete energetic sovereignty and move on to a life purpose. So with any further ado, I'm going to welcome Z to the show. Are you with us?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I know we talked earlier and you said you kind of wanted to open the show with some oracle transmissions to help people kind of get centered in the right state of mind. So we can go ahead with that. Her singing is beautiful, the transmissions of energy. The last interview I did with her, together with another group of energy, I was just riding those waves as she was doing her oracle clearing. It was amazing, but I kind of got busted there, I guess. Tyler took some screenshots of me, and I don't know if you saw him, and made memes out of him because I had a big grin on my face, and I was just all like blissed out sitting here.
I want to see those memes. I missed them, but I definitely saw your face.
It's kind of funny, but anyway, I'll just go ahead and let you take it away. Maybe you can explain it a little bit about what you're going to do, and then just let the audience experience it for themselves.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. And I know that we're going to have an amazing show today because I feel like we have a lot to talk about. As gatekeepers, I feel like there's not a lot of stargates that are being anchored right now in the way that we are looking to do it. So I've been really excited to talk with you about that for a while. And so I just want to start off this transmission today with a sound transmission, because sometimes, the conversations that we have, they are really super high vibrational. And in order to kind of get the most out of it, I like to just start off with a quick sound tune up so we can get all in the same zone vibe here. Oh,
Nice, beautiful. It's funny because you don't want to talk after that. It's like, you get in that zone. And how did you come into that? I mean, how did you find that was your calling?
Well, I've always been a musical child. I actually went to university for classical piano for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what the shit? People are just like not having any fun, like practicing scales and stuff. I was like, no, this is not for me. And then eventually, actually, I found out about, you know, Pizzagate and like the elite pedophiles and stuff. And I was just so distraught about that. I was like, oh my God, there needs to be something that I can do about it. Like, please just show me what I can do about that. And that very night, the day that I found out about the elite pedophiles, I had this dream that I was going to these places where it was really dense and I was singing these songs and I was like bringing different souls back to, you know, the victims and cleaning out the earth's grid of those yucky energies. And in that process, I discovered that, you know, we all carry some of those energies in our body. And so I realized that this is a way that we can restore our original frequencies.
Nice. Yeah, I had a crazy dream last night about that, about I was actually doing battle with these guys, and they had some really high-tech stuff there, and they had these boots they wore that actually allowed them to levitate and do all kinds of things, and fly. And I said, oh no, I hope they don't get their boots started up, you know, and things like that in the dream. It was pretty crazy. But a lot of times I'll go and I'll see that the underground facilities and the cages going all the way up to the ceiling. It's really, really sad. And luckily I saw them cleaned out. You know, I saw them after they went and cleaned them out. So, you know, that was good. I don't know. That would have been a total nightmare to see the with the people in them and things like that. But yeah, I think that triggered so many people. Finally, that one scene, I know I connect a lot with the Mary, House of Mary and the Mary energies and things like that. And they're very involved in that. And they said that is what's going to take them down. It's the ultimate slap in the face to Creator not just the people on Earth, but the other dimensions aren't having it. You know, they're done with it. So, you know, you've got the white hats on the ground doing their thing. And then you have the higher dimensionals inspiring that, you know, and cleaning up the other energy. And then, you know, you have people like you going in there and cleaning up the frequencies or vibrations, which is rough. I mean, the energies in there was just like, oh my God, it's going to take about a truckload of sage and some major chanting and praying to clear these energies out.
Right, exactly. And I feel like that's where the majority of my work lies. I feel like when I kind of was pulled into the new age / disclosure community, it was really like, I didn't wake up inside of this community. I woke up with just this voice booming in my ear 8 years ago that I'm from Andromeda and then I've got some mission to do here. And so, you know, years later, it was when I started actually meeting other people and finding people that also resonate with those beliefs and realities. And I feel like the main reason that I currently exist in the disclosure community is to bring this other perspective that, you know, there is a whole layer of disclosure that happens interdimensionally in the energy realms. And that, you know, we can stare outside of ourselves for the white hats to do whatever, but at the end of the day, we all have these distortions and traumas and dense energy and hell vibrations in our own body. And that's really the process that's going to kick off new earth and everything that we want to create. It happens by anchoring and embodying a certain vibration. So I would love to talk today just about the simple stuff, like how do we actually raise our frequency, right? There's so much talk out there about, oh, let's raise our frequency. Like, do we drink green juice? Do we play with crystals? Like what does that actually mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just wrote an article and it's going to piss off a lot of people, but it's about C5 contact. And how the real contact comes through the heart and by rising to the occasion, by clearing up our wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, And if we are going to connect with very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, we have to rise to the occasion. And if you just, you know, there are people out there that I won't mention names, that they've made statements like, we need to stop being spiritual snobs and just open ourselves to anything that comes in and let them take over our bodies. And
Who says that?
And I went, oh my God, you know, and I watched these things happening over and over again with a certain person. And I saw the entities behind him and I go, oh my God, you know, this isn't good. But being a counselor, I've had so many people coming to me that got caught up in that, in some of these C5 protocols, that actually ended up becoming possessed. I mean, they had multiple entities on them. They were a mess and their whole life just went down the tubes. And it was a lot of work to clean all that up and get that off and get them back on track again. But, you know, I was just saying, in order to make my life easier, my work easier and everything else, maybe we should inform people so they don't go there. And I'm not putting down the contact, you know, C5 contact, but it's not a mental thing. It's not an intellectual thing at all. And it's not about somebody standing up there talking about himself for like 3 hours or 3 days or whatever. I mean, that's a big distraction. It's an inward journey, just like meditation is an inward journey. You go within and then the whole universe opens up, like you said in your bio. But I'd love to talk about that. But there's a danger in people just opening to anybody and not creating sacred space or clearing their space first and just letting anything come in, you know, because we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. You know?
Exactly. I mean, I feel like there's just a lot of propaganda in our community and in the spiritual community that it's almost like this entertainment kind of hype around, you know, being spiritual. And it's just, I mean, I found this meme recently that said, you know, just because you're a spirit doesn't mean, you know, anything. you could be people's spirit, you know, for all we know. I want to just give a little bit of a background for people that have not seen my work. I know that you have, you know, a big community out there. And so my journey really began in 2013 when, you know, this booming voice told me I was from Andromeda. And then the next few years, I realized this was my higher self / collective consciousness in seventh density Andromeda. And they guided me around the planet to start to do these earth healing work. And eventually they led me to this place in New Mexico that I currently live. And apparently there was an Andromedan man that lived here and he brought this property. And then he just told his friends that one day this little Chinese girl from Andromeda was going to come and that she was going to continue this work. And he always wanted to build this, you know, ascension community / starseed mystery school. And so when I came here and I started talking about all these blueprints I've been seeing for a galactic contact kind of galactic council conference center, they just freaked out. We're like, oh my God, you're the little Chinese girl. I mean, how many little Chinese girls that say they're Andromedans? There's not too many out there. Yeah. So they were all like, wow, can't believe you're actually here. Now, because of that, those experiences, and I've had a lot of them, all of my contact experiences have really occurred interdimensionally. You know, they're really just my pals. They come and just hang out. Like, there's lots of masters and beings. Never have I really just looked up in the sky and like called for ships. It's just not something that, you know, I was particularly called to look for. I have had one UFO experience that was kind of cool. But for the most part, you know, my most profound experiences with ETs have been interdimensional. And, you know, that's just something interesting, you know, that kind of goes along with what you were saying about just not allowing anything in. And I feel like this conversation goes back to energetic sovereignty, because what has happened on Earth has been a very spiritual war. It's been a very spiritual rape upon humanity. You know, I kind of feel that the word rape is when you infringe your will upon someone and then take something that is the most dear to them, right? In mm-hmm. the case of physical rape, that would be somebody's dignity and their sexual energy. But in the case of humanity on Earth, it's our creative energy. It's our freedom. It's our soul's ability to be connected to the divine. So that is like our most sacred and dear aspect of ourself that is being assaulted interdimensionally, right? So it's quite a big issue. There's a lot of really heavy, deep trauma that goes along with that. And I feel like there's a huge fascination and attraction to really like throwing this Hollywood entertainment vibe onto like disclosure, where people are like, oh yeah, and then these kids are being abducted and there's pedophiles and like there's blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, like then when we integrate it and bring our human selves into the mix, we realize that holy humanity has really been traumatized through this process. Do we have the tools to support humanity through that healing? Right. And then we realize that our own healing is what helps us master those tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, it's so funny because all the things I want to talk about, you just said, you know, so we're definitely on the same wavelength. And I talked about in the C5 protocols, you know, a lot of that time, we really need to look at who's running the show. And if they're blatant about their deep state connections, you know, and they're name droppers, and these people are known pedophiles and known for some other just, you know, satanic Luciferian nonsense. And then, you know, it's probably a good idea to pay attention to that and not get involved, you know. And, you know, to me, look at how they treat their staff, you know, look, you know, are they humble? Are they really arrogant? Do they, you know, are they abusive off the camera? You know, what, and, you know, is it run in as an authoritarian military operation? You know, all that stuff you have to take into account. And again, all that is a distraction because it's taking you from your heart, and your heart, your soul sits right next to your heart, and your heart has more neurons than your brain. There's more power and energy in your heart chakra than your brain. And that's where you make the connection. And that's where all your past lives are stored, your multidimensional lives, your access point is there. So all this other mental stuff that they're doing and then not using discernment is really a disservice to disclosure or contact.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that 100%. And I feel like this whole distracting people with mental concepts thing, it's like an old game, right? Like all of the kind of distorted religions and in Eastern philosophy too, like these things where it's like, oh yeah, you gotta like imagine and have a blind, an open mind and just like intellectually understand God or something, and you get closer to him. And it's, I feel like this touches on, again, the spiritual war and really thinking about like what humanity really is. And, you know, why would all of these incredible angelic and galactic beings, the starseed, why did we come here right now? Like if humans are just these muggles and sheep, you know, there's a lot of kind of degrading words out there right now about normies. Like if, you know, humans are really just these lowly little creatures that don't understand magic, like why would even come here, right? And it's like, I believe that we're in human bodies because it's actually a great honor. These vessels are the greatest biotechnology that exists in the universe that has been crafted over a long time and with a lot of cosmic intelligence so that cosmic creation, God energy can have an experience in the physical and to create and to enjoy and to have fun and to exchange, right? And to be together. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what I was saying earlier about taking away the thing that's dearest to humanity, which is our divinity, right? Our true essence of that experience from within. And so, you know, when we're talking about the planetary liberation, we're really talking about liberating humanity from the shackles of these prison bars, which keep us severed from our own divinity from inside. And so how do we actually counteract that, right? Do we scream about it or do we embody the highest level of divinity in our body that we can? And then, you know, it's amazing because when your DNA is activated, you automatically start popping people up. You're like, yeah, it's so great. I'm so happy. I'm so joyful. I'm so creative. You go to the grocery store and all of a sudden people are in your energy field and like they're, you know, their aura goes off and then they're awake. And no amount of judgment or criticism or making fun of them is going to do that, right? In our process of running away from our true responsibility, which is ourself.
Yeah, you know, I heard the latest thing. This kind of goes into a pretty crappy subject, but now they've got swabs for your anal swabs, you know, for COVID. And I go, seriously, guys, I said, think about that. An anal swab for an upper respiratory virus or bacteria or whatever And I said, what are they programming you to do? I mean, what are they trying to create here to make it? It's okay to just stick your butt out and have somebody stick something in it. You know, it's like,
it's really ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's so absurd. You almost have to laugh. And then the two masks and the three masks, now they're promoting three masks. And masks actually create secondary bacterial infections and pneumonia. But they found out during the Spanish flu that most people died from wearing the mask, not from the flu, because of secondary bacterial infections. Yeah. Because all that stuff comes that your body is trying to get rid of, just goes in the mask and you're rebreathing it. And then you end up with these, the bacterial infections, you know, the pneumonia. So, you know, now they're, all this evidence is coming out. Top doctors around the world are coming out with this and saying the masks are doing, the lockdowns, everything are doing more damage, you know, more damage than they are good. So.
And then they're just deleting their social media platforms, right?
Yeah, right and left. But yeah, it just goes on and on. But I was telling people there's a multidimensional war going on, and it's all about consciousness and consent. And again, we have to realize that God isn't out there. It's not external. Neither is a lot of these ETs. They're on the higher dimensions, and you go within to connect to them. And they're spiritual things, and the whole UFO thing is, if you see a metal craft, a hard metal craft, it's probably ours or a lower frequency being, you know. But if you see an energy ship or a light ship or things like that, now you're talking about the big picture, and it's like the physical side of contact is just a drop in the sea of consciousness or the ocean. It's nothing compared to the vast other side of things. But I noticed that, like in a lot of these things, I saw one thing where they're actually mentally doing this mental thing where they're saying, okay, now go into the mind of the pilot, you know, and take over his mind and then give him vector him in and bring him back down and make him land. And I'm going, seriously, I go, you're going to go and try to manipulate a fifth dimensional being or a seventh dimensional being and make them land. You're either going to be flying and go, oh, somebody took over my brain. I got to turn. I got to land. You know, it's just like, I go, come on, guys, you know, common sense, you know, use a little common. That's ego. That's
so funny.
Massive ego. If you think you're going to take over these beings, their minds, you know.
That is so hilarious. So I think that there's a lot of people in our community that resonate with this term starseed or wanderer.
Yeah.
And I really do also identify as a starseed, but I would identify myself as an embodied starseed at this point. So I kind of remember who I am on a higher dimension, and I have cultivated over many years of this embodiment process, where it's basically my soul that's operating my vessel. And so I believe that this is where all of the star seeds are going. Like, we're here to not just wonder if we're star seeds or Google if where we're from and take these quizzes on the internet, you know, all these things. But we're really supposed to remember who we are. And so this is the work that I do, is supporting wonders and remembering who we are and how we activate our mission. And it's kind of counterintuitive, but believe it or not, our lower chakras is really where it's at. I found that, you know, even if I mentally thought at some point in the past that I was a starseed, it wasn't until I really went in to do the deep healing in my lower three chakras when my higher faculties really started to open up. And this is really the safest way to navigate shamanic realms and multidimensionality, because I'm sure you know this, James, that we're actually frequency-based beings. We don't create our reality with our mind. You know, these law of attraction things are like, oh yeah, just think about it. And I'm like, this is stupid, because you create reality with your vibration. So if you have all this dense energy and fear and sadness and trauma in the lower vibrations, and you're thinking about this higher dimensional reality you want to create, forget it, right? You're not going to be able to just create that, because you're not in the vibration yet of the thing that you're creating. And so when we begin to clear out these traumas and densities, and they could be cross lifetimes, right? The things that I've cleared out, especially for starseeds, we have interdimensional trauma, like being tagged, being abducted in the physical or in the astral plane. they're just trying to turn off our fire letters and keep us from fully awakening, right? So we kind of got tripped up before we could even really wake up and get started on our mission. And that's really what they wanted. So when we go through down into our lower chakras and begin to work through the traumas that we occurred from the ages of 0 to 21, that's actually when we just automatically begin to raise in our frequency and begin to remember who we are. An analogy I like to use about this is like, okay, you remember what you ate for breakfast, but then if this truck just drove right into your living room and just right through the window and then your house set on fire, you're probably not going to be able to remember what you have for breakfast that well, because you're all shaken up from things that recently happened. So it's the same thing with trying to remember your past life energies and skills. If a lot of trauma and anxiety and panic is happening to you right now in your 3D physical life from your current lifetime, you're going to have a harder time remembering the other things, because all of these energies are stored inside of your physical body and you're just too dense to actually be in connection completely with your higher aspects. And so this is the work that no starseeds really want to do. And our community, our society, these false light agents, they really want to say, you know, oh, stay in the heart and above. Don't even lower your vibration, like only positivity, right? Like, oh, you're hurting. No, just laugh about it and be positive. And as long as we avoid the actual shadow work, we don't actually really raise our frequency, because in order to raise our frequency, we have to transform the dense energies that are in our human vessel. And I believe that most of our starseed missions are actually coded in our human self.
Yeah, I agree. I've talked a lot about the first three chakras, you know, which are survival, sex, and power, and how we've been traumatized. And I know in the counseling work that we do, a lot of times that people are really powerful beings. I mean, they came in from the seventh dimension on up, some of these beings, and had a lot of past lives and, you know, high level Palladians, things like that. And they got really traumatized like at age three. Usually the ones that get really traumatized at a very young age had a big mission, and they came in and then they were, these other forces tried to shut them down and traumatize them. And these forces will actually jump through friends and family and everything and come at them through them and sexually abuse them or, you know, smack them or whatever, you know, whatever abuse would shut them down. And they also come through nightmares and tormenting in the other dimensions as well. And I've seen that happen on a really big scale. That's what we do. We go through and we clear up all that, you know, the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, you know, childhood and past life, everything, clear that up. And then people become a clear vessel. But it's true. Most of you, they own the first three chakras, survival, sex, and power. I mean, look at Hollywood, look at music, look at the news, fear, 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 you know, everything. And until you understand that, until you own your first three chakras, you're going to be subjective to that. And until you clear those out.
Yeah. So I'd love to just go into that a little bit deeper, right? The first three chakras, the root chakra, I feel like, you know, is developed between the ages of 0 and 7. And this is our understanding of reality itself. And so before we're verbal, everything that is around us, everything our parents think and say to each other, everything the TV says, we actually perceive as the energy talking to us. Like, we don't have that, you know, us or other barrier understanding yet as a nonverbal being. And so if we're watching TV and there's some crazy violence going on, we perceive that as real and is happening to us. If our parents are fighting and they say negative things to each other, we believe that they're saying that to us. If our parents are just afraid that there's not enough money, we start to believe that the reality is inherently full of scarcity and poverty. So all of those energies end up in our root chakra. So when we grow up, we're just going to subconsciously believe all of those things about our reality without having, you know, truly understood the truth about reality, you know, how abundant nature truly is, how cosmic energy is literally infinite. And this is actually the true currency that flows through our world. And then, you know, going into our sacral chakra, and this is a place where I feel like we're doing a lot of reprogramming our star seeds, because sexual energy is definitely how humanity are being controlled, the distortion of it, right? That's why, you know, satanic sexual ritual abuse occur. It's not because they're just sickos and they just like doing that. It's because there's multidimensional soul level, creation level implications to distorting creation energy. Sexual energy is how humans experience cosmic creation energy on some level in these physical bodies. And so when they distort our sense of dignity and freedom and joy in flowing our creation energy, they block our ability to create altogether. And so that's how humanity has not been able to create a new world, right? Because our sexual energy is locked up. And then you go into the power solar plexus center. I mean, this is our sense of self. And for the most part, this world, this society is just programming us with anti-self viruses. You know, I am ugly. I'm not good enough. I am not worthy of love. I am imperfect. I am not divine, right? These are the things that we repeat to ourselves, self-criticism, self-loathing, self-hatred. It's almost like this is normal in our reality for you to be, you know, uncertain of yourself and doubt yourself and not know who you are as a powerful divine creator being. And so this is how they have, you know, literally distorted and destroyed our foundation of being alive on the planet. And as a side note, you know, I feel like there's a lot of trauma, as we were talking about, in the starseed community, but there's also this energy that wants to victimize us, wants to say, oh, you know, this trauma is so great. And, you know, that it's almost like we like want to almost like be entertained by it in a way. And yeah. I just want to share that, you know, I was molested when I was young. I was abducted into reptilian ships. They raped me and my mom so that she will literally, you know, ruin my life and try to kill me. And I was drugged and raped when I was younger. And all of these things did happen to me. And I am standing strong and creating abundance, creating a sanctuary. And all of this because, you know, I have everything inside of my body to heal myself. And I just say that as a reflection to all anyone listening to these that might have had difficult experiences in your life. You know, people look at me and they're like, wow, she's creating all the stuff and she's creating all, you know, everything. Like, she must be really privileged or lucky. And it's like, look, I was homeless for 5 years. You know, my mom kicked me out when I was 16 because she was possessed by a demon that tried to kill me. Like, I've been through all that, and it's still possible because I have the light of God inside of me and so much support from the universe and the cosmos. And there's so many tools. And this is what we do in my Starseed School. I won't be open for another round till later this year or next year. But we really go through, you know, this level of deep healing and learn how to do this ourselves. Because I realized years ago that it's going to be impossible, James, for us to do healing for 6 billion people. It's just not possible. We're just not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, I think we're getting a lot of help. And that's, you know, we're kind of like the ground crew, but there are just waves of energy of unknown origin coming through the planet right now. And I know the Pleiadians and the Andromedan Council, I mean, the Orion Council of Light and the Andromedan Council, all those people are involved in that, in those. And I'm not exactly sure if they're generating them or writing them, one or the other or both, you know, but they pick these times. And so right now, I mean, with all these plants aligned, Schumann resonance off the scale, these frequencies of unknown origin bombarding the earth right now, this is obviously a major junction happening, you know, that we're going to have a choice on whether we're going to break these chains of enslavement and dependency and things and really step into our own divinity, you know, or we're going to just continue to, you know, be obedient and to our so-called masters or whatever you want to call them. But yeah, we're going through that shift. One thing I wanted to do is compliment you, and you know, hearing your past life, what you're talking about, you know, as a child and everything else, it's amazing because I don't feel any of that in you. I feel like you're totally clear. You know, you've totally transcended all that, which is amazing. And that, to me, that's a testimonial for others. You know, you going through what you went through and transcending it is it's awesome because now you have those tools under your belt and you can help others that are going through the same the same thing. And since you've transcended it, you can help others transcend it as well. But I really think it's so important right now to take personal responsibility and become sovereign and just really walk in your own divinity, because there's no way out, you know, right now. Of nobody's going to save you. Nobody's going to, you know, fix everything for you. That's all external. You know, the government's not going to take care of you. They're not going to, if they do, they'll own you. You know, we really need to become sovereign on every level. And again, I always tell people the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. You know, you want their acceptance, their approval. You want them to take care of you. You know, you want them to protect you against them, you know, because they usually create all the traumas anyway, you know. But
yeah, and that's what I say to people, you know, they're like praying for some aliens to come. I'm like, guys, the humans prayed for aliens to come and we're here. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah, the big invasion, everybody's going, they're coming, you know, the disclosure. When am I going to have disclosure? I go, you want disclosure? Just go into your bathroom, turn the light on, and look in the mirror. You want to see an alien or an ET? The Earth was colonized several times. We're a big mixture of all different star nations. So you know, we're the ones we're waiting for, basically. And it's up to us to, you know, we came here to do this. We just have to remember who we are and why we incarnated, you know, what our mission is. And most people get sidetracked, you know, by survival, you know, just trying to make a living, trying to cover their bills, cover their payments, cover their whatever. And you get caught up in the social consciousness and then you can't get out, you know.
I feel like there's a lot of, you know, programs even in our community. I feel like there's like fake everything, right? I mean, I woke up one day, I was like, there's the fake Galactic Federation, there's the fake Archangels, there's the fake Masters, and there's the fake solar flash. And I'm like, why did they? It's like almost like they had a looking glass technology and they like saw what we were doing and they just created like fake versions of everything so that people just get like sidetracked into those.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I call it Facebook spirituality, you know, where they say all the buzzwords, they have all the right saying, but their life is in the toilet, you know. And then what I see too is there's a lot of people in the UFO or spiritual community that are supposed to be these authorities and things like that. And their masks are all coming down. They haven't done their homework yet. And I get confronted by them all the time and they act like they have some authority in my life. And I go, you know, like I have my own interconnection. I don't, you know, it's like, I don't have to behave in the way you think I should, you know. I should, you know, a lot of people say, you need to talk about nuts and bolts. You need to stick to the science, you know, and everything. And I said, I am sticking to the science.
Tell me how to do my job.
Yeah. I am sticking to the science. Nuts and bolts bores the crap out of me. You know, it's, you know, how long are we going to do nuts and bolts and how long are we going to look for physical ships, you know? And Billy Bob, you know, feeding his pigs, you know, that looks up in the sky and sees something far away, you know. I mean,
it's all trying to take us away from our creator power, isn't it? Because if we were all inside of our bodies being like, wow, I can literally create and vibrate and frequency the reality into whatever it is that I want. If we were all in that level of embodiment, there would not even be any of these discussions.
Yeah. You know, I explained to him, I go, you know, contact comes with enlightenment. When you're on a spiritual path or a spiritual journey, you're going to realize everything came from the stars, you know, including the body you're sitting in right now. And, you know, you can either call it stardust or you can call it star DNA or star nation DNA, whatever you want to call it. It all originated in the stars and all the religions, all the practices, everything, even the, you know, like Yi Gong and stuff like that we do here. If you go back and trace it back, all of a sudden you see it goes back to China and Tibet, and then it goes back to Atlantis and then Lemuria, and then it goes, and those are colonies from the Pleiades, you know. So everything goes, if you really do your research and if you can talk to the right people, you'll find out that everything goes back to the stars, basically.
Yeah, so there's one thing that really wants to come through, and I'm not trying to say this to scare anybody, but I'm definitely saying it to just shock those of you that are getting a little too comfortable and just need a little poke, because it's one of the things that happens in my aura is that I will shock people into initiating new levels of consciousness. And at this point, I'm just like, I'm just going to own it, you know, it's just no, I can't feel bad about it anymore. So, There is a deep level of rehabilitation that we need as a humanity. It's like, you read a book about the chakras. It doesn't mean that you have all of a sudden healed and mastered your chakras, right? So just because you've heard the word, different dimensions, different levels of consciousness, until you have really gone in to understand through experience inside of your own vessel, it's just information. It's not, it doesn't have any substance to it. And so when we're talking about disclosure, the most lucid place you can get with that is that we basically have been existing inside of a satanic society. And what that means to me in simple terms is that satanic is basically when things are anti-life. When we're in the higher dimensions and when we're angelic beings and star beings and stuff, we're like, wow, I love creation. And we're just ultra nerds, right? We're like, we love God and like we love him so much that we're going to co-create and understand. And this is the basic drive that drives us to do everything. We just want to get to know the divine. We want to get to know the universe. We want to know it so much that eventually we get to understand it to a place where we become scientists. That's the way it's supposed to be. But on Earth, we have been programmed to basically exist inside of a society that does not recognize anything as divine, right? Humans are not divine. Trees are not divine. Trees are dead and inanimate. Rocks are not divine. Like, there's nothing significant about our life. Our life is not, significant at all, and it's not divine. So that itself, that very paradigm of living out of a resonance and out of knowingness that we are divine and that everything is full of sacred divinity, that is what a watered down version of Satanism looks like, right? Our whole society is this watered down version of a satanic society. And so you have been living in that. If you just woke up or if you have been just dabbling in the spiritual realities, we have all been living in that. Even I myself lived within that for 20 or more years. So it took a long time to actually rehabilitate myself, right? Because, my higher self is coming in, they're like, I'm an infinite creator being. And then I've got this 5-year-old inside of me that, is afraid of people, think they're all rapists, like think that I'm going to end up spending the rest of my life being a slave and hating my life. And I had to literally go in and be like, okay, look, guys, all of my parts inside that have experienced this atrocity, look, we literally need to reprogram and re-entrain our entire body and our entire lifetime to actually be in the vibration where we actually embody the fact that we are infinite creator beings and not just think it. And for all of you out there that know you're here for a big mission, if you've been trying to write a book or create a healing center or make a movie, whatever it is that you want to do, and you've known it for years and it's just not coming out, it's because it's getting stuck in the birth canal. And that is definitely in the lower chakras. And all you got to do is just go in and do the shadow work because we are creator beings. What that means is being in perfect flow. We think where we're inspired to do something, our heart is in it, we're motivated for the right reason, and then wham, it comes out, right? It's like we're creator beings. We're not meant to suffer and struggle. It's supposed to be joyful and exciting and full of pleasure and joy and fulfillment. And if that's just not what you're experiencing in your life on a day-to-day basis, it's okay. Go back to the drawing board, right? We're really painting a picture for you. There is nothing outside of you that's going to make that reality happen for you. I wish there was. I wish there was. I tried that path for a couple of years, just kind of ran around in circles. And then I was like, you know what? I'm tired of running in circles. I'm just going to go in and do what I know I need to do. And now, after about 7 years of being very devoted to that work, you guys might think, oh, she's gone through all this hard stuff, but it must just mean that she's special and she healed it really fast. Guys, I have been rolling on the floor for near a decade. This hip, these sexual abuses especially were really hard. It took me 5 years of diligent just going back there near every day, just sitting with myself, being patient, trying out all of these different modalities and raising my frequency until one day, finally, I'm like, I got it. Right? It just takes time. We're retraining literally thousands of years of programming from slavery to divine sovereign beings. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I tell people I'm not infallible. Right off the bat, I said I'm not your guru. I'm just pointing some things out so that maybe you'll take within and become your own guru. But and I'm on my own journey too, and we're all in a constant process of clearing and healing and and really absorbing our experiences and sitting down with them and just going, okay, why did I draw this person to me, or why am I drawing, magnetizing these events, you know, and really sitting with them and seeing what they trigger and things like that. And it's a constant process. And what's sad is I see people walking around, they're going, I'm already in the fifth dimension, you know, or I'm here. And they're doing the Facebook spirituality. And I said, no, it's time to get down and get dirty, get into your shit, get into your shadow side, own it. Because if you don't own it, they will, you know, and you're going to be totally manipulated through that shadow side. So, and until you totally own all your chakras, you know, and get them in balance, you know, you're going to have that problem. And it's not something that, oh, I did it, okay, I'm done. You know, that's your spiritual ego going, okay, you're the chosen one. You know, and the other beings that will manipulate you will use flattery. They'll tell you you're the chosen one, you're special, to me, the chosen ones are the ones who chose. Basically, they chose to deal with their shadow side and own it, and are in service mode and helping others. Yeah, exactly. Although I got a fortune cookie when I was in Australia, and I opened it up and it says, out of all the something, you are the chosen one. So I did get the fortune cookie. So I have that. I have that framed. Yeah. So it's kind of, and you got to keep a sense of humor too through this whole thing, because you got to laugh at yourself too and others. And I always use that story. I love what the llamas say. They said, the only reason you have personal problems is because you think you're a person, you know, and only the ego needs to defend itself. And so when I get challenged all the time, I just go, oh, that's interesting. And I sometimes I'll play a little bit, you know, with them. And then usually I just walk off and just say, well, obviously I don't have anything for you. So let's just move on. Let's not waste both of our times.
Yeah.
But I love that saying. I always tell people when they come after you with this stuff, and you try to explain the higher dimensions, what's really going on. And I can do it scientifically or spiritually, either way, it doesn't matter. But, you know, you get the people that act like, well, I have a PhD. I go, in what, you know, and they go, I have a PhD. I know all about UFOs. I go, really? Did they teach anything about UFOs in college? They taught you they don't exist, or they can't exist, or they can't do what you see them doing, you know? And so you got to throw that out. But I said, I teach from personal experience. I don't, you know, I didn't get it from books. I didn't get it from, you know, I've done my study, and, you know, and I've studied with a lot of lamas and yogis and things like that. But in the ancient Vedas, you'll find a lot of this information, but you know, it's really personal experience. And that's the only thing you can really talk about with any conviction. And then my personal experiences change, because they're always being reinterpreted as more knowledge comes in, as more wisdom comes in, you know. So they go, what do you believe? And I go, there's always a lie in believe, you know, in the middle of the word believe, there's a lie, you know. So this is what I think I know now, but that may change, you know.
Yeah, totally. It's always really funny to me that like the scientific community are just like, yeah, we know things. It's like, how many times have you been like wrong in history? Like, you're just wrong all the time until something else comes along. So yeah. How can you actually like know, right? It's just the scientific arrogance is really funny to me as a scientist from a different universe, you know?
Yeah, well, they talk about facts. They go, well, I believe in facts. And I go, well, facts are just theories that enough people agreed upon until a new theory comes and blows it out of the water. And then they go, well, I want physical proof. And I said, so according to your latest physics that you all agree upon, there's even higher theories above that. But you believe there's at least 11 dimensions out there and planes, you know, within the dimensions. And so I said, so according to that, why are you demanding physical proof on non-physical events? You know, it's not real unless you can put it in a test tube. Well, it's not real unless you have the consciousness to observe it. And so by them saying it's not real, to them, it's not real because they don't have the consciousness to observe it or experience it. And they're true. I mean, that's their truth. But, you know, I would say let's kind of open up to a more unlimited truth, you know, a more expanded view of the universe. And that's all about awareness, expanding awareness.
Yeah, you're right on. I mean, I feel like nothing matters if we can't embody our love and our, you know, presence in our joy. Yeah. It's like we can have all this understanding and we can have read all the spiritual books and whatever, watched all the movies, you know, but if we can't even have kindness in our bodies at all, you know, at all times, what are we really talking about here?
Yeah, like, you know, we talked about the intellect being a drop in the sea of consciousness, and people have focused everything on the intellect. And they've read all this recycled ignorance, you know, they call facts, you know, whatever, and they base their whole thing on that. And their intellect, their whole identity is their intellect, and they have a lot of vested time and energy into that. And then when you tell them, do you know your intellect is just this little blip compared to your emotional body? That your emotional body is so much more expanded, and they have their IQ, but what about their EQ? Their EQ is at zero. Their IQ may be way up there, but their emotional body is like inhibited. But the real knowledge comes through even, you know, source, the higher dimensions, they come as feelings. You feel the energy. And if you're stuck in the intellect, you have no access to those other dimensions. And so, you know, I was telling them, God's a feeling, you know, you feel it, you know, you feel the love and the joy and the bliss. And if you're trapped in your intellect, the body you've chosen to express out of is such a little tiny drop. It's nothing near, but so unfortunately society has put so much stock in the intellect, and that's how they control people, by controlling the information and controlling the narrative. And so, and they give all the power or the authority to those who are trapped in the intellect, which yeah. Again, goes back to that satanic Luciferian control system.
I mean, just the fact that our whole society is built around this understanding that there's no such thing as a soul, and that, you know, between when you're born and when you die in this physical body is all there is. That's kind of the common understanding yeah. in science, right? Especially in like when you go into psychology, and then basically that whole paradigm, we know that it's wrong. But if we were to integrate the fact that there is a soul, those whole entire systems would all fall apart and need to be reassembled. And that's the most interesting thing to me, because that's really our work on the ground. I know that, you know, while I'm like, oh, I'm this, you know, angelic being, whatever, like, the thing that gets me the most excited is rewriting psychology textbooks. I'm just like, yeah, we're going to really change things here on this planet. Like, these humans are going to get whole new medical textbooks, right? That's what I'm here for. So great.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, Alex Bloom, he's great. You know, they have all the, you know, they have the credentials, they've done all that. And then now they're adding the higher dimensional stuff and the past life stuff and things like that. And I've had university professors that teach psychology sending me people that they can't break through because their trauma came from ritual abuse that happened in other past lives and things like that.
Exactly.
So it makes no sense. You know, they're trying to say this is from childhood. You know, like you have a person with a extreme fear of water that was raised in the middle of the African desert. You know, why, where does that come from? You know, or you have these child prodigies that can pick up an instrument and play them and things like that. Well, where'd the knowledge come from? They didn't get it on this level. You know, it came from somewhere else, which is pretty obvious. Yeah. But yeah, it's you know, you look at with base common sense, there's no way that just this is it, that this life is it. Even, you know, you can't destroy energy, your consciousness and energy that's been around forever, you know, and you look at every level of it and the knowledge base and the wisdom that we have and everything, it's that comes in. These children, you know, when you talk to these kids, if you actually sit and talk with the children, they'll tell you stuff and you'll dismiss it as fantasy and everything, but they remember, you know, they just came from those other dimensions. And so if you support that and talk to them, you're going to learn a lot about what's really going on. I know we're hitting the end of the hour right now. We're coming up pretty close to the end of the hour. We just got a few minutes left. Is there anything that you want to bestow upon the audience or the people, like especially contact information so people can contact you, as well as any other insights coming to you?
Yeah, so James and I are speaking at this conference. I just lost like complete track of reality there. We were kind of just like on a journey. But James and I are going to this conference. We're going to be speaking at this conference called Starseed Adventures in Florida in March. And I believe that this is going to be a collective grid work experience where we work on the grid by raising our vibrations together and learn how to activate our psychic abilities and remote viewing and connecting with our interdimensional bodies and self-healing and all of that. The speakers are amazing. So if you're able and you're called, definitely come out to that. The best place to find me right now is on YouTube. I'm doing a lot of free classes and things because my school is full and it is going to be going on all year. I'm probably going to start a new class of my Starseed Activation School towards the end of the year. And my YouTube channel is youtube.com/earthstarhealer. And my website is earthstar.tk, and you can sign up for my email newsletter. I only send out an email like every 3 months if I remember to. So it's just a good way to stay in touch, because I did recently get wiped out of Facebook and then they resurrected me for some reason. So
yeah.